Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Anna Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Anna.Prime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is John Dwyer. John is the owner of the Institute of WOW, a direct response marketing company that provides businesses with highly creative customer attraction concepts. Known as JD, this guy is a marketing enigma and ideas guru who thinks way outside the box. So, John, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
Thank you, Anna. Yeah, look, this piece of advice, you can tell from my accent, I'm from down under. Been to America a thousand times, but I'm from down under. The best piece of advice I would give anyone who's kicking off any business is recognize that most companies are in what we call a me too industry. In other words, if you're a solar dealer, all your solar competitors look like you. And my view is, I'm biased because our direct response marketing company is called the Institute of WOW.com, but stand out from the crowd by making sure that you don't market your product or services on price. Make sure that what you do is value add. And whether that's a Happy Meal toy when they buy your product, not figuratively, but the point is that most businesses start marketing on price. And a lot of businesses start with saying, well, listen, we're going to build a brand. And that's good if you've got deep pockets. But if you haven't got deep pockets, and most businesses don't when they start, then I suggest that you go down the path of direct response marketing.
Okay, what would be an advice that you would tell people, like a tactical advice? What is some advice on getting direct response marketing?
Look, the difference between brand marketing and direct response marketing is a million miles. Brand marketing is when you can afford to sponsor the Olympics or maybe a gridiron team or a baseball team, or you can afford to put your face on the side of a bus or the back of a taxi. But 96% of businesses in the US are doing less than a million turnover. And it's the same in Australia, okay? No different in the UK. And so therefore, if you fall into that category, or you may be doing 2 or 3 or 4 million, I'm guessing that you don't have the budget to sponsor the Olympics. And so therefore, what we say is that, don't worry about building your brand and then getting them to taste your product. Get them to taste your product so you'll build your brand. And the best example of that would be a seafood store that's selling fish. Then, if they had somebody handing out calamari samples outside the fish store at lunchtime and dinner time, there'd be a strong chance that when people sample that, they'll go inside and spend more money on seafood.
So what I'm getting here is if you want to sell something, go where the people who are buying something similar are and offer it like as an add-on, like as an like I think that an analogy that I can make here is if you go to McDonald's and you go to the drive-thru and you ask for a Happy Meal, and the person, the cashier person tells you, okay, what else? And then you're like, oh, what else? Well, a soda. Okay, what else? An ice cream. What else? Fries. What else? And they don't stop asking what else, what else, what else. And that's how they get you.
Well, they do, but they got you in the first place because of the toy inside the Happy Meal box. So, my view is that if you are in a me too industry where you look like everyone else, and it doesn't matter whether you're like us coaches or whether it's a physiotherapist or whether you're selling furniture, if you look like all the other guys, the temptation is to drop your pants and, price discount. And what I'm saying is that, look, don't make that your first priority, because the guy down the road can beat you in 5 minutes. Okay. What you should do is that if you're a hardware store, for example, and you're selling hardware, you would say, look, if you buy my wheelbarrow, I'll give you the pitchfork and the shovel to go with it for free. Now, the big Costco gigantic 40-ton gorilla across the road will have 12 months worth of committee meetings to work out how to beat that. They can't do it. You can do it very quickly.
Okay, so for instance, an example is I saw years ago, I had an Amazon store, and I used to do retail arbitrage. But I was doing that because I was my goal that later on changed, but my goal was to have a private label. So what I saw is that if you want to sell, just for instance, as an example, a coffee grinder. Well, how do you differentiate from all the other coffee grinders other than having a good quality coffee grinder? You can also add a spoon for your coffee, or you can also add like a little cup for your, like a mug for your coffee. Is that, am I getting that right?
Sort of, except we give them, when they buy a coffee machine, a 3-night vacation in Vegas, which is a little bit different from a spoon.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And look, the reason I bring that up is that we had a campaign down under for a bank where we said, look, get a home loan and we'll give you a free vacation. And we had an association with a vacation company. This, when I say we, I mean my business, the Institute of Wow, looked after the marketing for this bank. And they took an extra 15 billion, not million, $15 billion worth of home loans in the first few years, and this idiot who you're talking to didn't do a door deal. I charge a consultancy fee. I'm a moron.
Oh
And
gosh.
it went so well that we got Jerry Seinfeld to do the ads for them. So I flew backwards and forwards to New York for a few years, and we had Jerry Seinfeld down under coming on TV and social media saying, "Get a home loan, get a free vacation." It went nuts. And what's happened now is that we actually have access to unsold hotel rooms at resorts all around the world, and we actually provide vacation vouchers to these businesses for $50. And then they say, come and buy my product or service or lawn mowing service or buy my refrigerator, whatever it might be. And you get 3 to 7 nights vacation in Orlando or Vegas or Grand Canyon or wherever it might be. And the hotels are happy to give up the rooms for free because they're hoping whoever stays there will spend money on food and beverage. So it's one of those win-wins. And the only reason I quickly shoved that in there is because out of all of the incentives, let's call them Happy Meal toys that I've given businesses over the years, and there's been microwave ovens and skateboards and the dining vouchers and gas discounts and all sorts of stuff. The one that really, really stands out as the number one incentive in the world is giving someone a free vacation.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
makes a lot of sense. Yeah, thanks so much for that. So tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Look, I'm so wealthy. I've got my own private island, so therefore I won't worry about that. And I wish that was the truth. If only that was the truth. We've got six millennial kids, and of course they've taken all of our money, going to private schools and university and Kmart. So that's why still at this age I'm treading the boards. So no, I don't have my own private island. I wish. But if anyone would like to get more of this wow factor stuff for their business and learn how it can make a difference, if you like, and stop price discounting. The way that I've put this together, Anna, and the reason you're doing, tell me if I'm wrong, but you're doing a podcast, is that not only do you get hopefully interesting guests, this has not been one, but you get interesting guests normally, is because you're able to build an audience who are following your business mantra, which is good. I've become, excuse the phrase, but I've become a like a podcast slut, to be honest with you. I'm on podcasts like 10, 15 a week. And the reason I do that is because the amount of leads that we get from that are incredible. And they're all warm leads because they're following people like you. So what we decided to do, rather than give away a book, although I will give away a book, and this is what it looks like. It's the size of a tabloid newspaper. So it's called the Wow Manifesto. And inside here is 300 pages of campaigns that worked. I didn't put the ones that didn't work in there, but this is 300 campaigns. So it's a great swipe file for any business. It's if you're listening to this, it'll make no difference to you. But if you're watching it, it's a size of a tabloid newspaper. What we've done is we've just set up a thing where every week I have an hour call, and we have somewhere between 5 and 10 businesses on, and they can pick my brain for free. And of course, the Dr. Evil plan in that is that they like what they hear, and they might consider then doing other stuff with us. So if anyone would like to join next week's 1 hour Zoom, then all they need to do is just wait for it. My name is John Dwyer, but I get called JD. So this is getmorejd.com. Getmorejd.com. That's corny, I know.
Get more jd.com.
Yep. Okie
All
dokie.
right.
I mean,
Perfect. Yeah.
our website is theinstituteofwow.com, but if they wanted to have an hour with me and give me all their problems and see if I can help them, then it's getmorejd.com.
Fantastic. So we're going to wrap up here. Thank you to John Dwyer for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. You can learn more about what he does, or actually, you could go into Zoom with him to getmorejd.com. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you in a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. You'll get that big ticket punched. See you later.